You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Most people look forward to retirement, but the latest numbers show a lot of us will be working well beyond retirement age.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, our workforce is seeing more people 75 and older getting jobs than any other age group. And the Pew Research Center says the number of people 75 and older working had more than doubled since 1964. One expert tells CNN people living longer play some role, but also so does what kind of jobs are out there. Less physically demanding desk jobs have become more common, and remote work is making it easier for people to hang around longer. But of course, there's still money being a major reason why only about a quarter of older Americans can rely on just Social Security for around 90% of their bills. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Utah tops the nation in college enrollment, according to one recent study. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with the details. Peter?
Yeah, Tim. Utah had a few million fewer college students in California and Texas last fall, but a Wealth of Geeks study shows 7% of this state's total population is enrolled in post-secondary school. Relatively cheaper college tuition could be playing a role here.
A lot more people are feeling like, I can do this, I can access higher education, or I can go get a degree.
That's Utah System of Higher Education Interim Commissioner Jeff Landward talking to KSL News Radio back in February. He also says a higher birth rate doesn't hurt either. But one of the biggest engines of this growth is the explosion of technical college attendance. For Utah Tech University alone, St. George reports that there was an attendance hike of almost half since it became a four-year university. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
We have an update on the flooding in Highland that was originally thought to be a broken pipe on the Murdoch Canal. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports.
One of our manway lids experienced mechanical failure.
Dave Fox tells KSL 5 his crews on site at the time, working irrigation maintenance when this happened. He was able to go door to door to let residents know two basements were damaged, one of them a complete loss, as tens of thousands of gallons of water rushed out of the Murdoch Canal, flooding yards. And one neighbor says the street was like a river.
There were kids, you know, five-year-olds, swimming in the street, literally swimming.
Dave says had this been an actual 10-foot-wide pipe burst, damage would have been a lot worse. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Protests in support of Palestinians disrupted traffic on the Brooklyn Bridge and Golden Gate Bridge. Police and protesters also faced off outside of Tesla's factory in Northern California, where this woman says they're determined to use economic pressure to bring an end to the war in Gaza.
This Tesla factory is one of the most productive factories in the state. And so in this area, we wanted to target a big center of production and really cause an impact.
More than 140 protesters were arrested in demonstrations around the country.
New details this morning about the deaths of two Kansas mothers who went missing 2 weeks ago in Oklahoma.
This case did not end the way we had hoped. It has certainly been a tragedy for everybody involved.
Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation Director Angela Spurlock says they believe both women were murdered, and one of them was apparently involved in a contentious custody battle.
Local activists are hoping to derail a plan to expand a mining operation in Parley's Canyon. Spencer Shaver of Save Our Canyon says the Granite Construction plans a major expansion to its quarry.
So the existing gravel pit in Parley's Canyon has disturbed 67 acres and currently operates on about 11 acres, which is only 1.7% of the size of the proposed new Parley's Canyon quarry.
Shaver says dust from the expanded quarry would worsen air quality, threaten wildlife, and disrupt the water quality in Parley's Canyon. The Utah Division of Air Quality has been considering the proposal from Granite Construction for several months, but has not given approval to the plan. Granite says its products are necessary to support the growing population.
Former President Trump just arrived at a Manhattan courthouse just moments ago, telling reporters this trial is designed to disrupt his presidential campaign. Jury selection started yesterday morning, but so far, no jurors have been selected. Some court analysts say jury selection could take a couple of weeks.
Let's get that look at first look traffic here with Andy.
Well, some areas that are running slow right now, I-15, delays are increasing from Point of the Mountain into Draper. We've also got some slowing up along Foothill as you come off 215 and I-80 at the mouth of the canyon. And pretty busy along Mountain View through West Valley at 3500 South, where you probably are used to it. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The U.S. Supreme Court is allowing Idaho to enforce its ban on gender-related care for transgender youth, while lawsuits over a state law move forward. Under the law, physicians could spend up to 10 years in prison if they provide hormones, puberty blockers, or other gender-related care to people under the age of 18.
There's no concerns about the infrastructure of the Glen Canyon Dam. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit joins us live. Michael?
Tim, the way it works is water flows from the dam to turn the hydropower turbines found within. Now, below that is the dam's river outlet works, originally designed to release excess water. So here's the issue. If Lake Powell's levels drop below a certain level, those works would be the only way to get water through the dam, and they're not exactly up to date, according to the Daily Herald. Upgrades to beef up the works are in the dam's schedule, and the Utah River Council is advocating for a river-level bypass system. But if nothing is done, then it could seriously impact the power and water game along the Colorado River Basin. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.